we have in the studio with us the executive director of Cam Cycle, who's Roxanne de Burgh. No stranger to Cambridge 105 Radio, and probably is. I've called her Anne too, actually, only because she's kind of a deputy today. It's just a little bit of bad typing. It's Anna Williams, who's going to tell us, both of them, about their September month of events. It's going to be very busy. In fact, there are more than 20 events up for September. Welcome, ladies. Thank you both for coming in from Cam Cycle this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Nice to see you here. And of course, I couldn't offer you a car parking permit for our car park because, of course, you were on two wheels. I do hope you've managed to find some cycle racks here.
Yes, we're right out front.
That's the way to do it. So the Cambridge Festival of Cycling, you've sent me all sorts of links actually to it because you've had some, and I know we should get this one out of the way because we work quite closely with the newspaper, the Cambridge Independent. But they've been doing a lot of sponsorship for this event.
Yes, and they've got some features in today's copy of the paper, if you picked it up. And
I have indeed.
they'll be featuring cycling throughout the month with features in every week's Cambridge Independent throughout the month of September, and also promoting our Cambridge Cycling Survey, which is going to be running throughout the months of September and October.
A big campaign, is it, specifically for September? Presumably everybody's back from holidays, school children are looking to get on their bicycles. We hope, maybe with parents, if they're younger children, cycling them to school or using one of these bicycles. I know they're made in the Netherlands and they look pretty good. They're made out of this sort of marine ply. I see a lot of them along my dedicated cycleway, which is sort of Shelford Road in Trumpington and Cambridge Road in Great Shelford. And they're maybe taking them to St. Bede's or the other schools like the Perth School. And you do hope that this year, because the traffic will really build up again, road traffic inevitably, that people will use vehicles like this. Is it that September you put on this event simply because we are thinking about a new scholastic year and people are going back to school?
Yeah, I think it's a great time of year. People going back to school, people starting new jobs. It's kind of sort of second only to the new year, really, in that kind of back to school, fresh start time of year. So, we're definitely looking at people starting new schools, starting new colleges, starting at university. And it's interesting that you mentioned the cargo bikes, because our flagship event of the festival, we've got 20 different events, over 20 events running throughout the month. But the flagship event is at the Cargo Carnival on Saturday, the 22nd of September, where we hope to have an enormous parade of as many cargo bikes as we can throughout the city. Traders, parents, everybody with a cargo bike processing through the city centre and to Lammas Land.
Pretty heavy vehicle. I do cycle, but I've never tried a cargo bike. Are they particularly difficult to handle and manage on Cambridge streets?
Cam Cycle actually acquired a fantastic new cargo bike just a few months ago, and that's thanks to some wonderful funding from the Co-op Local Community Fund. And we've spent the last few months getting it customised. We've had a special box built for it, and we use this bike for our events. So you'll certainly see us out and about with our cargo bike during the festival. And so, we've had to get used to cycling that. We're lucky ours has a battery, so we get a bit of help over the hills. But the learning curve for us was quite quick. These bikes are surprisingly easy to manoeuvre. There's a lot of types. You could get a tricycle with three wheels. You could get the two-wheel ones. It's up to what you're using it for and how you feel on the bike. But we're getting our volunteers up to speed on cycling the cargo bike. I mean, ours is a little bit heavier, I think, than just a few children, because we're filled with leaflets and magazines and all those things. But it's quite a bold statement when we arrive somewhere and we lift the top and that turns into a table and we open the front and there's our magazines on display. So even if you're curious about cargo bikes, definitely come along to the events. You can have a look at ours. But the family cycling event that we have, I just checked the date because we've got so many dates. That one's the 15th of September, as well as the Cargo Carnival, which is the 22nd of September. Both of these events will have cargo bike tryouts. So Phil, come on down and try one.
I ought to.
Free.
Yeah. See what it's like, because you often see quite often it's mums and not necessarily dads that are pedalling, and maybe two infants in the front. And I'm always thinking, well, you know, obviously these things are safe. Are they built in the UK, these things? I know there's so many of them are used in the Netherlands.
They're from all over. Yeah. So the one we know of the most is the Backfits, which is a Dutch bike. But we're hearing rumours that we might even have a higher rate of these bikes in Cambridge than they have in places in the Netherlands. So we really need to look into the stats there and see if that's the case. But they're from all over the place. I don't know if we've got any local UK brands? We'll have to find out.
No, we'd love to hear from anybody.
We'll do a search on that, see if these bikes are now made in the UK. They've certainly gained a lot of popularity, and they've been around for around about 10 years now. We are known as Cycle City. We've been known as that for probably since the late 1970s, early 1980s, somebody labelled us as a cycle city, and it's really gone from there. It's actually said that around about half of us in Cambridge now cycle to work on the daily commute, which must be a higher statistic than any other provincial UK city.
Absolutely. We are the cycling capital of the UK, far and away above everywhere else.
We exceed Oxford.
Definitely. Yeah. Cambridge. There are areas in Cambridgeshire that exceed Oxford. So we've got Cambridge. We've got villages like Waterbeach outside of Cambridge in South Cams and so on that beat Oxford. Then you've got Oxford. Then you've got Hackney. So, but we're miles ahead. And that statistic of 50% cycling to work, really the most recent surveys or data we've got is still the 2011 census that gives a very comprehensive view, but that still doesn't capture multimodal journeys. But even then in 2011, it was a third of people cycling to work every day. The other interesting fact is that we've got pretty much gender equal rates of cycling, which you just don't get in other parts of the country. The only other places you'll see that is in the Netherlands and Denmark.
And of course, the census does give the information about people's modes and habits of travel, doesn't it? So we'll wait for the 2021 to find out how that might have changed, hopefully in the right direction in Cambridge.
Absolutely. But if you're thirsty for some data before then, we've got the Cambridge Cycling Survey, which we're doing as part of the festival. So we're hoping to get some interesting stats about Cambridge cycling activity through our survey as well.
Have you done that before, Roxanne?
This is the first time.
Okay, and you'll be able to publish that hopefully before Christmas as well.
That's the plan.
Some interesting statistics. Do you work closely with the Greater Cambridge Partnership, what we used to call the City Deal, in sort of implementing ideas for infrastructure for the highways and the greenways, which is the new cycleway scheme around South Cambridgeshire?
Yeah, well, as somebody new to the organisation, I've been sort of really pleased to see kind of how in high regard we're held by sort of local organisations and politicians. You know, we really see ourselves, CamCycle, this is the Cambridge Cycling Campaign, as the voice of cyclists in the city. And our opinion, yeah, is very well regarded. And, you know, we really like to engage with cyclists of all ages and abilities across the city. So if you have an issue near you, do get in touch with us.
And we're seeing these new greenway routes sprouting around the radio of the city, places like Forbourne, the route coming in via Sherrington, and on the west side of the city as well.
And do you have just on that, so of course we're so pleased about the greenways, but we've actually got the Greater Cambridgeshire Partnership sponsoring our cargo carnival and the festival, because they see that cargo bikes and cycling to work, these things are so important for the future that they're planning for Cambridge. So we're very pleased that they've come on board as a sponsor to help promote more cycling, but they'll be at the cargo carnival, keen to talk to people about the Greenways plans as well. So if you're interested in that, come on down on the 22nd and the GCP will be there to tell you more.
You can find out more about what we're talking about, the Cambridge Festival of Cycling. There's actually a website and it's Cambridge Festival of Cycling, all one word, .org. Just go there and you'll find out more. The Cargo Carnival, we should say, I'm probably stealing your thunder by saying this to the listeners, is on the 22nd of September. Ladies, remind me, I'll have to look at my calendar, which might pop up here, as to the actual weekend day that is. And that's
Saturday.
It's a Saturday. We got that one from 11 o'clock in the morning through until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Going to be meeting on Lammersland. This is a nice wide open space area just near to Newnham. Roll up for this stupendous, amazing, incredible cargo carnival. Actually, this one really grabs my imagination. You can join the happy parade of cyclists. And you don't, of course, have to need to come on a cargo bike. Just come on a regular two-wheeler, I guess.
Absolutely. Anything you use to carry things. So we're hoping to get... I think we'll see dogs in baskets and we'll see touring bikes loaded up. We're trying to even get a touring bike display showing the tent and all the gear you can actually carry by bike to go on those longer cycling holidays. So any type of bike that you can carry anything in, we want to see it there. Although I must just make a point, unfortunately, while we've got all these great bikes in Cambridge, our infrastructure doesn't always live up to the needs of those bikes. So if your bike or cycle is wider than 1.2 metres, probably best to get in touch with us first and we'll discuss the route.
You need to squeeze through some pretty tight cast iron bollards or something that probably protect the children's play areas.
That's right. I mean, normally you'd find other ways around Cambridge, but we're choosing those off-road routes, so there's a few pinch points for those very, very wide cycles. But most family cycle manufacturers, you'll be fine. We've checked.
And as we mentioned earlier, there'll be cargo traders there, so two of our sponsors, Outspoken Cycles and Power to the Pedal, will be there, along with the school run centre. So if you want to come and try some bikes, there'll be plenty of opportunities.
And organisations like Outspoken and Deliveroo, you're going to get some representation from some of these big, quite big companies using this kind of method.
Outspoken's one of our sponsors, so they're certainly there. Haven't actually been heard from Deliveroo. We might need to follow that one up, because absolutely they carry things by bike. So what we will have, though, is a number of different traders. We'll have ice cream bikes, we'll have coffee bikes, pizza bikes, bakery bikes. If we haven't been in touch with you and you have a cycle that you use for your business, please get in touch, because it's free for these traders to set up. You have to get in touch with us first, though. We've got a few things to go through, but the more the merrier that we'd like to see on Lummis land. But we're hoping that the parade of cyclists will actually be the largest gathering of cargo bikes ever seen in the UK. So,
if not the world.
Possibly. We're trying to find the record. We're trying to find the record. If anyone can help us with that, definitely. But we think we might get some national attention with this quite grand display of cargo bikes.
There is so much going on in the month of events for the Cambridge Festival of Cycling. We only have time to really just broach over a few of them. Another thing you're going to do is go to the new Eddington and explore that with a social ride out there. An area very much has been planned and built with cyclists and, walkers, pedestrians in mind. You're off to that one, which is much earlier in the month.
Yes, so that one's actually this Saturday. We are meeting at 11 a.m. at Great St Mary's Church on King's Parade, or alternatively, if you prefer, 11:20 a.m. In the forecourt of the University Library. And that's just going to be a nice, short, sweet social ride out to Eddington for a picnic in their new Brooklees Nature Area. And we are going to have Caffeined, a coffee bike, and Verecchia ice cream bike. But other than that, bring your own picnic and just get to know some other cyclists.
And you can find the map for that online as well, including where the picnic will be. I don't know Eddington too well. I have been to the big supermarket there, and I have to say, I have sinned because I went by car to use the multi-storey car park, which makes me feel very guilty, but that's about all I've checked out. So it would be nice to see the wildlife area. And you can come back optionally via Stories Way as well to return into Cambridge City Centre at 2 o'clock. Ladies, there's so much we could really talk about, but more power to what you do as the Cam Cycle campaign here in Cambridge. We've managed to catch up anyway. We'll be covering more of what you're doing throughout September. So thank you, Roxanne.
Excellent.
And Anna, for coming
thank
by.
Thank you so much. And if we can squeeze one shout out, we're always keen to hear from volunteers and sponsors. So do get in touch if you'd like to be involved. But thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much both for coming in and spending some time with us this afternoon.